课堂听 class.com
Exercise 2-3-A Questions 1 through 2 Listen to a conversation between a student and a professor.
Professor Park?
Hello, Tony. How can I help you?
Professor Park, I have a problem. My father had to have surgery, and I have to go to Oklahoma. I don't know how long I'll be gone. I was wondering if I could take an incomplete for your class.
I'm so sorry to hear about your father. Of course you can take a grade of incomplete. It means you would have 6 weeks to make up the term paper and the final exam. There is also a form that you need to fill out that I have to sign.
I've got the form right here.
Oh, then why don't we take care of it right now?
Number one. Why does the student go to see his professor? Number two. What is required for an incomplete? Questions 3 through 5. Listen to a part of a conversation that takes place in the student services office of a university.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Janice.
I'm Janice. What can I do for you?
The cashier in the cafeteria sent me here. I'd like to change my meal plan.
What plan do you have now?
2 meals a day, breakfast and dinner. But I have an early morning class 3 days a week, and I don't have time to eat breakfast in the cafeteria.
What? No breakfast? That's not good.
Oh, I still eat. We take turns bringing donuts or bagels to have at the break.
Glad to hear it. So, what you have now is plan B, and what did you want to do?
Well, I was thinking of switching to dinner only, if I can do that, and get a refund for the breakfast I don't eat.
Do you know about Plan C?
Plan C?
It's for lunch and dinner and costs only $20 more than Plan B.
Oh, really? That sounds like a good deal.
Number three. What is the purpose of the conversation? Number four. Why does the woman say this?
What? No breakfast? That's not good.
Number five. Why does the woman tell the man about Plan C? Questions 6 through 7. Listen to a conversation between a student and a professor.
Professor Curtis, may I ask you something?
Of course.
My daughter was sick yesterday, and I had to stay home with her. I was wondering, could I make up the quiz?
I usually don't do that for quizzes, only for tests.
But I'm concerned this will affect my grade. I need to do well in this class.
Then I've got an idea. If you want to show me what you've learned, give me a one-page report summarizing the most important thing you got out of the chapter.
Oh, I can do that. That's even better than a quiz. Thank you, Professor Curtis.
Number six. Why does the student speak to the professor? Number seven. What does the professor suggest the student do? Questions 8 through 10. Listen to a telephone conversation between two graduate students.
Hello?
Leona, this is Jasper.
Hi, I've been waiting for you to call. Could you get Dr. Bryant for next week?
Dr. Bryant is on sabbatical, but Professor Slocum says he'd be happy to visit our class.
I don't know Professor Slocum.
He's an expert on the natural history of the region and has written several books on the topic. I think he'll be an excellent addition to our seminar.
Good work, Jasper. This assignment to invite a guest speaker has turned out to be harder than I thought.
But it's a great assignment. And besides, everyone has to do it. Look at all the professional contacts we're making.
You're right. It's very useful. Thanks again, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Number 8. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 9. Why does the man say this?
He's an expert on the natural history of the region and has written several books on the topic. I think he'll be an excellent addition to our seminar.
Number 10. What is the man's opinion of the assignment?